Jeff, Murfreesboro.
WGNS, Murfreesboro.
This is FM 100.5, 101.9, AM 1450, and WGNSradio.com. Rutherford County's place to talk. Stand by, Rutherford County. The WGNS Action Line continues a search for truth.
Alrighty, good morning, folks. We are here, and we open up the action line with a couple of folks, Rachel Painter and Steve Sewell. How are you guys this morning?
Good. How are
Excellent.
You doing?
Excellent. Thank you.
All right. So we're talking lawn and garden today, and folks have questions. 61, this is a great opportunity. 615-893-1450. They can give us a call. They could text us. They could ask away, as I say. Anything you want to know, we got the experts in here today, so we'll get you set up. One of the things I wanted to start off with, and we'll go in chronological order, farmer's market starts tomorrow. That's been going on. What's new? What do folks need to know? What time do they need to be there, and what can they expect?
Yeah, so tomorrow morning, 7 a.m. until noon, the farmer's market will be at Lane Agri-Park. So that's 315 John R. Rice Boulevard. And that's right next to Paul's, if you're unfamiliar with that. So come on out. And, you know, typically we're starting to see some of the more fall vegetables starting to come in a little bit late summer. We've got some beautiful flowers there, so it is time to come and get your big, huge bouquet of flowers. So just come on out and see what's new in the gardens. We have some of our, you know, later blooming summer flowers coming out. So come and see the gardens there. And our master gardeners are always in the garden ready to show you what might be blooming or what you might want to add to your own garden. So come and see them. And our master gardeners, like Steve here, they're at the market a lot, and, you know, they're ready to answer questions. So come on out and see master gardeners if you have any questions, or if you want to maybe become a master gardener, you can come and meet them and talk about what that might entail. So come and see them. Come and, you know, get your fresh fruits and vegetables from the market and look at our gardens.
Awesome. Now, I was always blessed with a family who they had green thumbs. I always had good gardens in my family and fresh vegetables, but not me. I was the opposite. I think all that ran out in the last generation. So what are fall vegetables? What does that usually entail particularly?
Yeah, fall vegetables are what you might call leafy greens. So typically you might think of kale, lettuces, cabbages, things like that.
Turnips.
Turnips, radishes, anything like that, mustard greens. So it's typically what you might think of as your big, huge leafy greens. They're huge, you know, really full of vitamins, nutrients, things like that. So they're really good for you. And, you know, same here. You didn't necessarily grow up in the garden, or you might not have room or space for a garden here in Murfreesboro. That's what a lot of people say, but they still want to have access to that freshly, you know, locally grown produce. So you can come to the market and get that. And, you know, if you don't have space or time, that doesn't mean that you can't have access to it. You don't still have to go to the grocery store. You can come get it from a farmer and meet them. So,
fantastic. Steve, you were going to say something just a minute ago.
I was going to say that we have some of the most beautiful gardens that I've ever seen this summer. And they are so many flowers and so gorgeous just to look at. So please come out and take a look at those beautiful gardens. And just if you have questions, we're there to answer them.
And as far as that goes, are some of these plants, this could be things you could bring inside over the winter and keep inside, or does it kind of go both ways? I know some plants you can leave out in the summer. Once it gets cold, you bring them in to kind of preserve them through through the cold months. Is that something we could find here at the farmer's market?
Absolutely. We have a lot of different plants that we have to sell. We have some that you can just go out and take a look at. We have wildflowers. It's just a wonderful place to be.
Fantastic. And I know, of course, vegetables are good for you. They make you big and strong, but the house plants and that also kind of improve the air quality. So that's mm-hmm. beneficial as well. And that could be something that could be valuable, again, to keep through the house through the cold months. And they just look beautiful.
Mm-hmm. Yes, they mm-hmm. add so much to your house. And like you said, we have a lot of vendors that sell those house plants, and they are ready to talk to you. So instead of going somewhere where you just have to figure it out for yourself, you know, come and talk to these vendors. They love talking to the customers and telling them all about the plants and how to take care of it. And so I love that aspect of a farmer's market. You can come on out and meet your local grower, talk to them, you know, ask them, how do I prepare this vegetable? You know, I know nothing about whatever this might be. And they would love to share their recipes with you, how they like to eat it, and things like that. So it's really great to just meet who is growing your food.
And how much longer do we have on the farmer's market? I know we've been in mm-hmm. full swing here for a handful of weeks. When is that kind of come to an end?
Yeah, so our farmer's market at Lane Agri Park goes from the beginning of May until the end of October. So okay. you have every Tuesday and Friday from that time period. So there's plenty of time to still come out. But, I mean, right now is prime time for your late summer vegetables, so come and get those. But, yeah, until the end of October is a good time frame. And we have the last Friday of September. The Fall Gardeners Marketplace. So that is where we're going to have a lot of different gardening vendors. So like the co-op and places like that are going to come out and just show what they have to offer. And so they'll be sharing things like garden art, just, you know, tools that you might need for your garden, things like that. So come on out.
We're trying to really get into things that will improve your land
mm-hmm.
and try and really find things that you would like to do, mm-hmm. give you some ideas to really be creative in your home setting. And so I think you'll really enjoy this.
Mm-hmm. Yes. We're still looking for some vendors, too. So if you know anyone that would like to be a vendor, please tell them to contact us. Again, they can just contact the Extension office by calling 615-898-7710 and just ask to speak to Rachel.
You had mentioned garden art. What does that all entail? What kind of things could you mm-hmm. expect in that category?
Yeah, so a lot of people like to add some garden art to their garden or to their backyard, landscaping, and it just adds some aesthetics. So, you know, people might like some kind of little copper or metal art, things that are, you know, fashioned into a certain thing that looks like a certain plant or an animal or an insect. Some people like to add those to their garden. Garden art can even mean like something that you might sit on, like a bench or a stool that some people might add to their garden. So there's plenty of things that could entail. And, you know, you go to a garden center and you walk through the little area that necessarily doesn't have plants, but it has other things that you might add to your garden, and you'll see those. You know, personally, I love little gnomes, things like that. Fun little things that just make people laugh, you know, that you can hide in the garden, and then people see it and they're like, oh wow, look at that little thing sitting there.
Bird baths, I would imagine, things like mm-hmm. that as well.
Yes. Uh-huh.
Very cool. Another thing we have coming up, and this is going to be just here in a couple days as well, the Grape Harvest Day.
Yes.
Steve, if you could tell us a little more about that. I know you're excited to talk.
Yes. Grape Harvest. We have the most grapes we've ever had
mm-hmm.
In our vineyard this year. We have Dr. Warren Anderson, and he has been taking care of these and counting the clusters of grapes.
Mm-hmm.
And he has estimated that we will have over 2,000 gallons of grape juice. Now, that's a lot of grape juice. So we are inviting everyone in Rutherford County
mm-hmm.
to come out and to please have a gallon or 2 gallons or 3 gallons maybe of grape juice. Take it home.
Mm-hmm.
Make grape jam, grape jelly. And you will enjoy seeing all the people who have the same interests that you do. Please come out. It will be from 7 until 11 on August 24th, which is this Saturday.
Mm-hmm.
So I know you can all just hop in the car, come out, and we will be there, and we'll take you out to the vineyard. You'll be able to pick your grapes,
mm-hmm.
bring them in, and have them squeezed
mm-hmm.
because MTSU is going to have their squeezer, you put the grapes in, and out comes the juice. Mm-hmm. And so we will be helping everyone get their own juice. They can take it home. They can drink it. They can make grape jam, grape jelly, everything you love mm-hmm. about grapes.
Now, our guests this morning, Rachel Painter and Steve Sewell, if you're just joining us, and if you have any lawn and garden topic questions, of course, reach out, 615-893-1450. They're here for the hour, so mm-hmm. We got plenty of time to answer your questions. You could call in or text. Okay, I have a question, Steve. Why the surplus of grapes?
Because it's been such a good growing year. Mm-hmm. We have had so much rain, which makes so big a grape that we will have just a huge amount of grapes. We have about a half mile of grapes, five rows of a half mile of grapes. And they are just plentiful mm-hmm. this year. So we're just so proud and so happy that we are going to share it with everybody.
We also heavily pruned this year, so I don't know if you know this about grapes, but if you prune them, it actually means that they're going to set more. So a lot of people think, oh, no, I'm just going to let this vine get humongous, but mm-hmm. that means that you won't really have as good of a grape harvest. So, you know, we can talk to them when they're there about how to prune the grapes so that they can, you know, if they have them at home. Some people have vines at home, so if you prune them back, and we'll show you how to do that properly there, you can, you know, we'll show you. We won't prune them right now. Now is not the time to prune your grapes, but you know, we'll talk about that. They did that back in January, so that is the time to prune, and then they will set some new vines, and then again they will just heavily set those grapes on. So this year we heavily pruned back because they needed to be. So sometimes, you know, you can cycle through just lightly pruning and then doing a heavy pruning. So we did that this year, and that means that they set a lot of new grapes on. So we're really excited about that. And like Steve said, come on out. So you pick a lug, which is equivalent to a 5-gallon bucket, and that equals a gallon of juice. So you have to pick that. You'll get a sticker to show that you did pick your grapes, and then you can take home your gallon of juice.
And one of my great memories as a kid was going to a field of blueberries and picking mm-hmm. blueberries. So it makes it, I think it tastes better when you pick them yourself. I mm-hmm. think when you can see them from start to finish. Now, this is coming up August 24th. It's Grape Harvest Day. That's going to be at the Lane Agri Park Vineyard. Mm-hmm. What do folks need to know? That's going to be from 7 a.m. to 11. Mm-hmm. Probably going to be kind of hot, so make sure you bring some sunscreen, bring a hat. You're going to be outdoors. But what are some other things folks need, like mm-hmm. a checklist, if you could?
Yeah, be sure to bring some water with you. So we will have access to a restroom with a water fountain, but be sure to bring a water bottle with you. Like you said, you know, some sunscreen, a hat. It's going to be very hot, and that's why we're starting early this year. So in the past, this event has started at 8 a.m. This year, we're starting at 7 because it gets so hot so quickly at the end of August. So, yeah, 7 a.m. to 11. The co-op will be there with their trailer to take you out to the vineyard. So be sure to park there next to the barn building at Lane Agri Park and then hop on that trailer. They'll take you out there. We'll show you everything to do. Bring some hand pruners if you have them. So that makes it easier to harvest properly. So bring those hand pruners out. Maybe some gloves if you want to. That, you know, means it'll be more sanitary, good for, you know, your hands. Sometimes people accidentally cut themselves if they don't have gloves on. So be sure to bring those. And bring the whole family. So we are asking people to just bring your whole family. This can be a family fun event on a Saturday morning. And then a clean gallon jug. So if you want to take juice home, we are not providing those jugs for you. Be sure to bring your own jug to take home some juice. And be sure to just bring a smile. We're excited to have you there. So just come on out. Again, the co-op is sponsoring this with us, and MTSU bringing their destemmer and their crusher to make sure that we can get it into juice form for you. And then our master food volunteers will be there too. So I know Steve mentioned making some jelly and jam, and so they will be there to answer those questions. So our master food volunteers are just like our master gardener program, but they focus on food and food production, food quality, food preparation. So they're ready to answer your questions on how to make this into a jelly or a jam or anything else that you have questions about. They can answer those. They will also have a grape jelly testing, so you can taste that. It's from last year. So they took our juice from last year, they made some jam and some jelly, and they preserved it. And so now you can taste exactly what this would taste like from our own grapes. And so you can go home and make it yourself.
That sounds fantastic.
One other thing they will need is a 5-gallon bucket so that they can put all the grapes in and put them into, carry them and put them into a large bin that we will have, and they will then be taken up to the crusher.
And now when you're picking grapes, I'm going back to my, blueberry picking event. Your hands are probably going to get purplish from all the juice, so don't wear a white t-shirt.
No.
That's another one I'm going to throw in there. I did that. And,
got
wipe
dirty.
Your hands off and you get your shirt purple. So wear something perhaps that can get dirty or you know, maybe a shirt, a work shirt, something like that.
Yes, exactly. Be ready to work. We'll put you to work. And yeah, that's the gloves are a great idea because, you know, you don't want to get grapes on your hands and things like that. They can stain, but typically it's not an issue. I mean, last year I didn't, you know, I wore a work shirt, but I didn't get anything on it. So don't be too afraid of that. You're not going to get, you know, really nasty, but don't be, you know, wearing your nicest clothes.
You're typically grabbing the vine part and cutting it and then putting it into your bucket.
Okay.
Yeah.
So hopefully you don't squeeze the grapes too much.
Yeah. Yeah. You're picking an entire cluster. So that's different from where you're picking blueberries because you're picking an you know, a single blueberry off. But with this, you're picking an entire cluster at a time. So that's why we have to put it through the destemmer. So that's what that does. It takes every single grape off of those stems. So, you know, the entire cluster, that woody part will be taken off and discarded.
Cool. And is it a similar process for making the juice to the jelly and the jam? Is that all go through the destemmer in the same way? And then kind of from there is where maybe it's different?
Yeah. So to make the jelly and the jam, they take that juice once it's already been destemmed and then crushed into juice. They take that juice and then they might, you know, depending on how they're making it and what they prefer, they might take some of those skins. So when those are put through the crusher, those would come off. So they might take some of those skins and put those back into the juice before they make a jam. So a jam means that it has actual fruit pieces in it. A jelly means that it's just straight from juice.
Okay.
So they would be ready to, you know, share that kind of information with you and how to put that back in and that entire process. So come out and talk to our Master Food volunteers.
Fantastic. And parking for this is going to be the same place you park for the farmer's market. So for folks that are wondering where they're headed, if you've been to the farmer's market, same place.
Yes, exactly. And we'll have some signs up ready to direct you. But park right there next to the barn, next to the community center. And then, like we said, you won't be able to drive out to the vineyard this year. So be sure to park there and then get on that trailer that the co-op's going to have there for us.
Fantastic. If you guys don't mind, we got a couple of listener questions that have just come in. And this first one that just came in, they say, any tips for soil improvement, any secrets, any tips, anything they could do to maybe give that soil a little more life?
Yeah. So first of all, take a soil test. So, you know, you don't know what to add. It's like you went to the doctor and you just asked for medicine and the doctor never looked at you. So you would want to make sure that you know what was going on first. So take a soil test and that is $15. It's good for 10 acres. So you don't have to do multiples for your yard unless you have changed the soil in certain areas. So if your yard has been treated the same the entire time, you know, you can take one soil test. And that's $15. We do that here at our office, the Extension office. You can drop it by 315 John and Rice Boulevard. Other places also do soil tests. So, you know, the co-op, they have their own soil tests that they send it to their lab. So different places will offer those. At ours, when you send it in, it'll take, you know, 12 days maybe to get those results back. And they will email you those. Or you can come by our office and we can print it out for you. And it will tell you exactly what to add for what you're trying to do. So maybe you're trying to grow blueberries. You would write that down and they would tell you exactly what your soil is right now and then what to do, a recommendation on what to add, when. So it will tell you how much, you know, when and what to do. And that will mean that you're ready to grow your blueberries. So maybe you have a fescue lawn. You would write that down. So you would just take your soil, go around to different locations, about 6 to 12 locations in your yard, and put those into a plastic bucket, mix those up, and that's going to give you a collective sample of your entire yard. So you want to make sure that you have a representative sample of your entire yard, not just from one spot. And then mix those together, and we need about a cup and a half of soil. We'll send that to our lab in Nashville, and they will test that for us and send those results back to you. And then again, they will tell you, you know, if you wrote down fescue lawn, or if you wrote down Bermuda lawn, or if you wrote down vegetable garden, they would tell you exactly what to add, when. They would tell you to add, you know, 10, 10, 10 in April and September, or whatever it might be for your situation. And then, you know, taking the guessing out of it. So before that, if you didn't do a soil test, you would have no idea what your, you know, soil currently has going on and what to do. So this takes all the guessing out of it. And then, you know, other than that, once you do that soil test and they tell you what to do, then you should be good to go. But if you have any other concerns, be sure to just come by the extension office, tell us what's going on. You know, some people, when they have a question about their soil, it's typically because a plant is not thriving. You know, they're like, what's wrong with my soil? This plant is doing this. Well, it could be something with the plant, not the soil. So come by and talk to us, and we'd be happy to help you figure it out.
Awesome. And if you have, let's say, in one spot bare grass and 20 feet over here you're trying to grow tomatoes, mm-hmm. that one sample, you guys could say, okay, for this spot, if you're doing tomatoes, add this. For the mm-hmm. grass, with the same, you know, sample, you guys could kind of give them a few different pointers on maybe different projects. So it doesn't have to be a sample by the tomato garden, a sample by the grass. It could just be one sample, and they could say, you know, for different parts of your lawn, here's what you're lacking, here's what you mm-hmm. need.
Well, it depends. So if they have a raised bed, a raised garden bed that they have, you know, alter the soil a lot from the existing soil in the mm-hmm. yard, then yes, you would need two separate tests because the soils are completely different.
Okay.
But if it's just like one entire yard and they're trying to grow some flowers over here and, you know, something else over here and they haven't changed that soil, then typically all of that soil is going to be very similar. So, it would be one soil type for that entire yard. And, you know, the same for a farm. If it was 10 acres, all that soil is typically going to be the same unless you have altered it in any way. So if you have altered your soil by, you know, building a raised bed or adding, you know, a lot of topsoil to one area, then that could be different. And we would recommend two different samples for that. But, you know, again, if it's all the same, if you're just testing your yard and you want to sow some grass seed this fall, then just one sample would do.
All right, and that's something you guys could take care of course. So, mm-hmm. and when they call you guys, do they just give the Land Agri Park a call? And is there anybody particular they need to talk to or any specific number? Or they just give you guys a call, stop in with the sample, and, mm-hmm. and you guys can get them set up?
Yeah, they don't even have to call. They can just come by with their soil. Again, just go around to different locations. Try to get any grass out or sticks or rocks, you know. They won't test that. and we need about a cup and a half of soil. So you'll come by. You can bring that by, you know, in a Ziploc bag or a bucket or something like that. We'll give you the box to put it in, and then we'll tell you how to fill out the form. And $15, again, for the plus test, and then we will send it to Nashville for you. So you don't even have to pay shipping.
All righty, fantastic. The other question that we had for you this morning, and this one kind of relates to the heat. It's been pretty hot the last 6 weeks, mm-hmm. as we well know here in Middle Tennessee. How much water is too much? People are, you know, out there and mm-hmm. they're feeling hot. Maybe they think their garden needs more water, which mm-hmm. it might. But how much is too much? Do plants kind of reflect the same way we do when we're drinking a gallon of water mm-hmm. a day because it's so hot? Do you need to give your plants that much more water, or is it kind of similar?
Well, first of all, just test your soil first. So your best tool to test for water is your finger. So stick your little index finger down in the soil. And if it is wet at the tip of your finger, then don't water. If it is dry, give it some water. And, you know, the signs of overwatering and underwatering are typically the same. Your leaves will start to turn a little bit yellow from overwatering or underwatering sometimes. Mm-hmm. So look for that. But yes, stick your finger down in the soil, and that sounds really simple, but I mean, is your soil wet, you know, then you don't need any rain or mm-hmm. any water. So just hold off. The best time to water is early in the morning. So you want to add that water early in the morning so that it can soak in all day long, and that way it can evaporate off. So you don't want to be, this sounds simple as well, but you don't want to water your leaves. Mm-hmm. So plants obviously uptake water through their roots. So don't water the entire plant, just water the soil. That's where it needs the water so that it can uptake it. So if you're just spraying all over the place, wetting all the leaves and things like that, you're making great conditions for some fungal pathogens to come in and take over your plants. So just water the soil.
Oh, we certainly do not want that.
No, no.
One of the things we've been getting as far as questions at Farmer's Market is that why are my blooms dropping from my tomatoes? Mm-hmm. And it's because of the heat. Mm-hmm. The heat has put a great strain on that plant, and so they can't function and try and reproduce like they would normally. Mm-hmm. So they don't. No flowers, no fruits. So. That's been a great problem this year.
And is the bloom, is that the leafy part of the tomato plant? Is that what you're referring to when you say the bloom?
No, the bloom is the actual flower.
Okay.
And the flower is usually yellow on a tomato plant, and it will shrivel and just dry up. Mm-hmm. And that's the first sign that you have a water problem because of the heat. Mm-hmm. And so when it starts to drop off, mm-hmm. you've got serious problems because without any fruit, you're not going to have any tomatoes. Mm-hmm. And you will be very upset because there goes your tomato salads mm-hmm. and all that.
Yeah. We are right up against a break, but I do have one more question to add to that listener's question. What is a sign of overwatering? And obviously underwatering mm-hmm. the soil would be too dry. Mm-hmm. What are signs of overwatering? Would that be puddles in the soil and things like that?
Yeah, so a lot of puddling or standing water, and obviously overwatering. We're about to get a lot of rain. So, even people, they leave their sprinkler systems on even though we're about to have a storm, so cut that off if possible. You don't want any standing water. So you should be able to water and it should soak in and, within 30 minutes. So you shouldn't be watering and then it's sitting there an hour later. Mm-hmm. And then also overwatering, it can make those leaves again start to look like they're wilting and definitely turning yellow. So if you have leaves that are turning yellow, go ahead and bring those in. You can bring in a sample of anything to our office and we'd be happy to look at it. Just make sure it's in a sealed Ziploc bag or something like that, that it's sealed up. And we can look at that with you and see what might be going on. Typically right now it hasn't been overwatering because it is so hot outside and it just evaporates very quickly. But again, if we get rain, that's natural water. You don't need to go and add to it. But just water in the mornings, and then some other plants, they're naturally going to wilt a little bit in the heat of the day. That doesn't necessarily mean that they need more water. So they're just wilting because it's evaporating faster from their leaves than they can uptake. But that doesn't mean you need to go add more water because they can't uptake it any faster. So look that up. There's, a list of those kinds of plants online. But just come by our office and bring a sample if you're concerned or bring us a picture. Take a picture with your phone and you can email that to us. We'd be happy to look at it with you. But, yes, just because it's hot, water a little bit more, but just water in the mornings, that does not mean you need to create a puddle.
All righty.
Now, another thing. We have a Master Gardener table mm-hmm. at Farmers Market mm-hmm. every Tuesday and Friday. Mm-hmm. And if you have any questions, you can come, you can shop, and you can ask us then questions about your garden or about your plants. Mm-hmm. And if we don't know, we'll find out. Mm-hmm. But please come in and ask.
Mm-hmm. They're also at the Farmers Market on Saturdays on the square, so be sure to stop by there. Maybe you can't come during the week. Stop by the market on the square.
All righty, folks. We're going to take a quick time out. When we come back, we're going to talk fall gardening. It's not over yet. You can garden in the fall. Plenty to learn, plenty to do, and we're going to touch on that when we come back. And if you have any questions, of course, 615-893-1450. With us this morning, Rachel Painter and Steve Sewell. Thank you guys for hanging out. We'll be back in about 60 seconds. Don't go away.
If you have an iPhone or use an Android, we have an app for both. WGNS AM and FM is everywhere you need us to be, on air and on demand.
The Daikin Fit from Precision Air for your home's heating and air system. No money down and financing starting as low as $89 a month. Call Precision Air, 615-834-3777. Online at precisionairtn.com.
Gentlemen, when it comes to health and quality of life, there are numbers that every man needs to know, including our testosterone number. I personally recommend going to Low T Center, which is where I got my levels tested. They make it quick and easy. If you've been experiencing any of these symptoms, it's time to get your levels checked. At Low T Center, they accept most health insurance, and they will even verify it for you. Call 615-603-3542. That's 615-603-3542, or go to lowtcenter.com.
It's Good Neighbor Events, brought to you by the Law Offices of John Day, the Rutherford Home Show, on air Saturdays at noon, and AmeriCare Pest Control.
I'm Attorney John Day, and I know that when people are seriously injured at no fault of their own, they need experienced legal help, and they need it quickly. That's why we serve injured people at our expanded office location on Medical Center Parkway right here in Murfreesboro. so that good people from towns like Winchester, Tullahoma, Manchester, and Shelbyville can get the legal help they need quickly and conveniently. If you've been hurt, visit johndaylegal.com. Remember, there's no fee unless we win your case.
It's Thursday, August 22nd. Time for Good Neighbor events from News Radio WGNS. The Red Cross is critically low on blood, and they're having a blood drive for the next 4 days, Thursday, Friday, Saturday, and Sunday, each day from 7 a.m. until 3 p.m. They're all at the Murfreesboro Red Cross, 501 Memorial Boulevard. Well, the Murfreesboro Chess Club meets at First Cumberland Presbyterian Church tonight at 6. And at 7 o'clock tonight, Bloom Stage at the Walnut House. That's in uptown Murfreesboro. It's a multi-genre stage of storytelling, poetry, music, and art. And even a segment devoted to an open mic. 7 to 9 tonight at the Walnut House. That's tonight at 7. The Secret Garden opens tomorrow night at 7:30 at the Center for the Arts in uptown Murfreesboro. And Mamma Mia continues at the Art Center of Cannon County in neighboring Woodbury. Don't forget the Grape Harvest Day, 7 to 11 this Saturday morning over at the Lane Agri Park. From News Radio WGNS, those are Good Neighbor events.
Alrighty, folks, we are back, and if you're just joining us, well, it is that time of the year where you're dealing with the lawn, the garden, the whole nine yards, and you're wondering how you can improve it. Well, this is a great segment for you. We got about 20 minutes left. Rachel Painter and Steve Sewell join us from Lane Agri Park, some lawn and garden experts, some of the best in the business, and they're here to answer some questions and let you guys know about some really cool things coming up. One of the things we wanted to start off with before we get to a few more listener questions, fall gardening. Gardening just doesn't have to happen in the hottest part of the year, and in fact, it might be a little more enjoyable being out there in the fall. Not as hot, not as sticky and sweaty. Talk about that a little bit. You guys have an event coming up that kind of encompasses that.
Yeah, so September 7th is the first Saturday in September, and we offer a class at the Lime Ball Library here in downtown Murfreesboro the first Saturday of each month, starting at 9 a.m., and so this one upcoming in September 7th is fall gardening, and that will be by Master Gardener Jack Smith. So he'll be talking about, you know, what are some cool season crops? How do we plant those? And then just talking about, you know, how do you keep that going into the cooler temperatures? You know, you can actually garden here in Murfreesboro, Rutherford County, in November. So we're going to be talking about that and then talking about, you know, early spring as well. So those plants, a lot of them will go, you know, you can plant them in September and they'll still be putting on some vegetables for you to eat even in, you know, February. So we'll be talking about that. Again, it is more enjoyable to garden when you're not feeling like you're about to pass out. So come and learn from him. He's a very knowledgeable master gardener, and he'll be sharing some tips with you.
Fantastic. We did have a couple listener questions that had come in. We wanted to get to those here. One of the first one is, how much is the right amount of fertilizer? And if you could give us some information on using natural fertilizer, such as ash, animal waste. Some people have these crazy remedies. They say, put it in your garden. It's natural. And what are some of those things? And are any of those maybe not as reliable than some others?
Yeah, so natural fertilizers, you know, a lot of people think of manure from some animals and things like that. You do have to be careful. You want to make sure you know what that animal was eating. So if they ate any kind of pasture that had an herbicide on it, that can go into your garden if it's not composted correctly. So make sure if you're using any kind of natural fertilizers that it was something that was composted correctly, already broken down into a usable form for your soil. And make sure that those animals were not eating anything that had an herbicide on it. Some of those have a lifespan, and it'll stay in that soil for a long time, and you'll see that in your plants. So we see that sometimes it wasn't composted correctly. If it was composted correctly, what does that mean? It means that the temperature got up high enough to kill off anything that was in it that might have harmed your plants, and it was done for long enough. So, you know, over a year is composting and for manures. So make sure you're doing that. Don't just buy it from someone and put it straight onto your garden. It's too hot. And what that literally means is it really is hot temperature-wise, and it will burn your plants. So be careful with that. There's other, you know, things that people call natural and things like that. You're not sure what is in that. So, and by that, you mean what nutrients are in that, what level of nutrients. So that can vary a lot. So you're not sure what amount of nutrients you're putting down. And again, you know, you have to be careful with that. You can't just throw a ton of fertilizer on there and it'll just pop out, you know.
Not so, the more the merrier in this
no,
case.
No, it is
there
not.
There is too much.
Yes, exactly. So how do you know how much fertilizer to put down? Again, do a soil test. So exactly, they're going to tell you what is going on with your soil, what level of nutrients you currently have, and then they're going to tell you what to add. And, you know, I know some people are like, oh, I don't want to take the time to do that. I just want to go buy something. Again, you don't know what you're putting down. You don't know what your soil needs. So you might not need to add anything at all. So do a soil test, know what you're doing, know what you're adding. And I always, again, go back to that about a doctor. You know, I would not go to a doctor and say, I need this antibiotic without them looking at me and telling me, yes, you do. Mm-hmm. Here's how to take it. You know, take one every morning and night. So, a doctor does the same thing. They look at what is going on with you, what do you need, and what is the correct dose. So, it's exactly the same with soil. You can't just be adding chemicals. That's what you're doing when you add fertilizer. Nutrients, you know, those are chemicals. Water is a chemical. So you're getting that recommendation from someone that has a degree in that, has studied that, and knows exactly what your soil needs. So I would like to say I would like to go to an expert to see, you know, what do I need to do with my body? That's the same you want to do with your soil for your plants.
What are some things that maybe you guys have experienced when folks say, I need fertilizer, and you say, well, maybe it's this, or, you know, I need to add this, and maybe it's that. Are there some things that, you know, you guys maybe see frequently, whether it be the area is too shaded or, you know, something like that? We talked about this last time I was on. Folks will have issues with their dogs going in certain areas of the lawn that kills their lawn. That's another one. People might say, well, what's wrong with my soil? What's wrong with my grass? It needs this. And it could be something more simple that maybe they wouldn't expect. Anything like that that pops up that you guys would share?
Yeah, so sometimes, I mean, people think, oh, I need to add fertilizer to my lawn. Well, you just have a shaded lawn. You need to have a different type of grass seed down. So sometimes it could be something more simple. So come in and talk to us about why you want to add fertilizer. You know, because, again, we can talk to you and figure out, well, maybe it's not just fertilizer. It is always a good idea to do a soil test, and those last about 3 to 4 years, the recommendations, and then you need to redo the soil test. So come and do one of those anyways and figure out what's going on with your soil. It might be that you need to add some nutrients, and it might be, you know, also that you need to try something else. So we'll talk to you about that. And then, again, yeah, it could be, you know, the plant is just dying, or maybe the plant has root rot. It's not that you need fertilizers.
All righty. The other question that we had, this one just came in, they're asking, and it's kind of in a similar vein, asking about bug repellent and weed killer, but that's safe. You got kids playing in the backyard. You got dogs that smell and lick everything. What would you guys recommend as far as that goes? Somebody that maybe has a family that's going to be playing in the backyard, but they want the yard to look good. They want to keep the bugs and the weeds out. Anything, any advice for someone that's dealing with that?
I would just make sure to get a licensed professional to come out and spray. So anyone that has a pesticide license goes through extensive training. They have to keep up their license by going to educational courses to keep points. They had to pass a test to get that license in the first place. And so that means they have to follow the law. So on a pesticide, for whether you're a licensed professional or a homeowner, that label is a federal law, so be sure to follow that. And any recommendation on that, you know, you have to follow that to a T. So it'll tell you exactly the limit on that. So it'll tell you if you need to keep pets or animals or humans out of the area for so long. Typically, anything that you could buy off the shelf as a homeowner is not going to have a very long wait period. But if you are concerned, I would just try to keep, you know, your pets or small children out of the area for a couple hours. You know, you don't want them running around or licking it while it's still wet, you know, so just try to keep them off of it until it dries.
Awesome. If you have any questions, folks, 615-893-1450. Rachel Painter and Steve Sewell in with us this morning. The experts, the masters, they'll get you taken care of if you have any questions. And, of course, you could always contact Lane Agri Park, and they could help you out. Tons of folks in there, and if you just give them a call or stop by. And I always say the question you don't ask is the only stupid question. It could be something simple, and, you know, I've always been told, likely if you have a question, someone else has that same question. So don't be afraid to ask, and don't wait till the last second. We got about 10 minutes left, so we'd like to get your questions answered if we could. So text us or call us here, and we'll get you taken care of. I wanted to talk to you a little bit about Lawn and Landscape Service 101. That's mm-hmm. something that's coming up next week. What do folks need to know? Another really cool thing you guys are getting into that could be very helpful to folks tending their lawn.
Yes. So this is for those that want to start or already own a landscape service. Mm-hmm. So a lawn or landscape service. So it's for those owners of those companies. So we put these trainings on so that they are knowledgeable and they can answer homeowners' questions when they go out. So this is for those that want to start one up. Maybe they're new. Maybe they're thinking about starting a landscape company, or maybe they already own one, or maybe they want to go work for one and they just want to be knowledgeable. Mm-hmm. So this, again, is Monday, Tuesday, and Wednesday next week, and it's at 6 p.m. until 8 p.m. at Lane Agripark. And we are asking people to RSVP for this because we're going to have some materials for them to learn from. And so we just want them to call us to RSVP. And again, that number for the extension office is 615-898-7710. They can just call us and say, hey, I want to come to that Lawn and Landscape Service 101. I want to start a company, or maybe I already own a company. And so that first night, we're going to be talking about the certifications. So they do have to have certain certifications to own those kind of companies. And if they want to spray any kind of pesticides, they will have to have a pesticide license. So we'll go over all of those rules and regulations that they need to know about so that they don't get fined. And then they can ask any kind of questions for us that night. So we'll have TDA there with us, Tennessee Department of Ag, and they are the ones that are in charge of the pesticide license. So they'll be there answering questions, teaching that night. The next night, we'll have Mitchell Moat, another ag agent with us, talking about turf. So how to manage turf. You know, if you have a customer that says, well, I want to green up my lawn. Mm. Well, what does that mean and how do you do it? So we'll be talking with them about that. And then the last night, I will be speaking on ornamental plants. So we'll be sharing, you know, what are some good plants to put in? What are ones that you need to stay away from? You know, and how to plant them. How do you put in a tree? How do you dig that hole? What's the proper size? Mm-hmm. And then we'll be going over, you know, how to pick some plants. If your, you know, homeowner says, well, I want to add some annuals to this area, well, what would be some good ones for you to choose so that they'll live, so you don't have to go and replace them, things like that. So we'll just be going over any kind of questions they have and just helping them be knowledgeable. That's the worst thing, is a landscape, you know, company owner showing up and not even knowing, you know, what this plant is in your yard. Mm-hmm. And so you want someone that's knowledgeable, so we want to help them do that and learn, and so that way they can, you know, have a better business.
You had mentioned, so they don't get fined, is something that you just had said a couple mm-hmm. of seconds ago. What kind of situation might you find yourself in where you'd get a fine? I know, obviously, if you mess somebody's yard up, well, maybe they're not going to hire you again, but mm-hmm. but what is the other side of that?
Well, again, they have to have pesticide license if they want to spray any kind of pesticides for hire. Mm-hmm. So, I mean, you as a homeowner, you can go out and buy your own off the shelf and go and spray it in your own yard. Mm-hmm. But if your neighbor wanted to pay you to spray it in their yard, that would be a different situation.
Okay.
So you do have to have a pesticide license to spray pesticides for hire. And so that's what we'll be talking about. And, you know, you can get fined. You know, that is, again, a pesticide law. Mm-hmm. The label is a law. So you do have to have a license to spray pesticides for other people. So be sure to look into that if you are thinking about doing that. And again, extension is not a regulatory service. We don't come out and fine you. Mm-hmm. But other, you know, services do. So we want to make sure that we're educating people so that they are just aware of those regulations. A lot of people aren't. They think they can just hire this company and, oh, they're going to come and spray my yard and whatever. So, you know, they do have a license, and you can ask them, are you a licensed, you know, do you have a pesticide license? Mm-hmm. And I would make sure if I was a homeowner that they did.
And people might not consider gardening as something that could be particularly dangerous, but in this case, absolutely it could be, especially when you're talking about, you know, kids or dogs or whatever getting into that spray. Mm-hmm. Could really cause some issues.
Well, and that's why they do have to have a pesticide license. They have to pass that test. They have to keep up their education and just make sure that they are doing things, you know, according to that label. And, you know, pesticides are like anything else. You know, you wouldn't take medicine, you know, more so than you should. You shouldn't apply pesticides at a higher dose than you should. So it's just like everything else. Moderation is key, according to the label is key. So nothing to be scared of, but just to be aware of.
Mm-hmm. If we could, we have one more listener question that just came in, and this is a good one I wanted to make sure we got to. They said, 2 years ago, after we had some trees removed, the holes were filled with compost and seeded grass to mm-hmm. try to get that bare spot taken care of. They said, this year, along with the grass, we have some tiny mushrooms that have popped up. Can we get rid of them without killing our lawn? And for them, what might those mushrooms be? Those probably aren't the kind you want to eat, I assume.
No, I would be careful eating any kind of mushrooms unless they came from the store. I know a lot of people do go out and try to forage, but be very careful with that. You can get into a bad situation where you're in the hospital very quickly. But mushrooms come up from decaying matter. So they are coming up from those roots that were left in the ground, which there's typically no real way to get every single root out of the ground. So don't fault that company that came and got your tree out. But those mushrooms are just coming up as that those tree roots are decaying down there. And what you can do, the best thing to do, is just knock them over. So just knock them over. You can rake them up if you want to, get them out of there. But they are just growing on that decaying matter. As soon as it quits decaying down there, they'll quit growing. So just go and pick those mushrooms up if you want to. Wash your hands. I wouldn't eat them again. But, you know, you don't have to necessarily spray anything like that. Just go and get them out.
And are mushrooms rooted, or are they, I mean, you can just pop them right out. They're not, mm-hmm. you can, so when you rake them, they're just going to kind of come up themselves.
Yep. Uh-huh. You can go kick them over if you want to.
Okay. And is that something you might want to do, again, for safety, for kids, dogs, people in the backyard? If the dog's got into it, that could, again, could be something that causes a health issue.
Yes. So I would, if I had dogs, I would go and get them out. There are some certain mushrooms that do harm dogs if they eat them. Typically, most dogs are not going to actually eat a mushroom, but some will. Mm-hmm. But go and get those out if you're concerned.
Awesome. We have about 2 minutes here left, guys. I want to give you the floor to, again, if you could just let everybody know how to get a hold of Lane Agri Park. We have a couple of really great events coming up. The Farmers Markets tomorrow. Grape Harvest Day is the 24th. And then, of course, there's going to be some information on fall gardening coming up September 7th. So
yes.
A number of different things. And the lawn and landscape, is that's next week. That's Monday, Tuesday, and Wednesday.
Yes. So many events coming up very soon. We have a lot going on at Lane Agri Park, and we love that because we love people coming in and learning at our facility. So, again, Lane Agri Park is at 315 John R. Rice Boulevard. You can stop in anytime. We're open Monday through Friday from 8 a.m. until 4:30. So come in and just talk to us. Bring us a sample if you have any questions about a plant. And then if you want to RSVP to any of these events, you can call us at 615-898-7710.
Fantastic. Any final thoughts, Steve?
Yes. If you're a member of the Senior Center, we will be having a discussion about orchids coming up this next month, and I will be doing it.
Ooh, so, exciting.
Yes, that will be on about five different types of orchids, and that's our start, and we may have some more discussions after that. So please think about it and come in. The other thing would be that if you're interested in being a master gardener, now there are going to be some applications, and when will they be coming out, Rachel?
Yeah, October 1st. So we have the schedule finalized already. You can come in and look at that schedule if you want to see what those classes entail, what you might be learning. And you can get that application again. October 1st is when those will open. The classes are February through the end of April. So we will have those on Tuesday nights from 5:30 until 8:30 in 2020. So come and sign up for that. We can also put your email down on a list right now to receive that application in your email the day that they come open. So come and put your email down if you're really interested. And again, get that application in. October 1st is when they'll be open. You can get them in as soon after that. And then you'll know by the end of December whether you've been accepted or not. And then you take those courses to become a Master Gardener. So a Master Gardener is a volunteer program, again, and you have to take training courses and serve volunteer hours to become a Master Gardener. So they are trained volunteers, and they are to be an extension of Extension. So they're supposed to go out in the community and just share their knowledge, teach others, and, you know, they serve the community by educating.
Fantastic.
Yes. And so we would really like to invite anyone who is interested to please come in, fill out an application, get together with all of us, see what it's all about, and I think you'll enjoy being a master gardener.
Oh, so much to learn, and I'm sure you guys are learning every day, and that keeps on going. So great program to get into, and again, help the folks around the area who may not know, you know, get them filled in and help them with their gardens and so on and so forth. So,
absolutely.
All righty. Well, thank you guys so much for your time this morning, and if we have any other questions that came in, how do they contact you guys? You guys had mentioned if there's any questions folks have, they can always reach out to Lane Agri Park.
Yeah, so some of the questions we didn't get to today, just call us at 615-898-7710. We'd be happy to talk to you and figure out what's going on and how we can help. And or you can just come by. So a lot of people just stop in the extension office with their questions, and we're ready to help you. So again, 315 John R. Rice Boulevard.
All righty. Thank you guys so much. Appreciate it.
Thank you.
All righty. Our guests again this morning, Rachel Painter and Steve Sewell from Lane Agri Park. Lots of great information this morning, and always a wonderful time to chat with those guys, learn a little bit more about lawn and garden tips and how you can produce a better lawn, a better garden, and a healthier lawn and garden. And we'll have these guys on again real soon. So if you have any more questions, reach out, or when they're on again, give us a call. We always love to hear and always love to chat with you guys. Hey, Truman Show coming up here in just a couple of seconds. We got a few minutes rather, but keep it right here, and we will be right back. You're listening to News Radio WGNS.